At two of the busiest ports on the U.S. West Coast, thousands of cargo containers come and go every day. But as recently as 10 years ago, says John Holmes at the Port of Los Angeles, security around here was not a priority.
Not even fences or lights or signs. It was just very open atmosphere where the big focus was moving cargo through.
Everything changed, though, after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. U.S. ports have become a potential target because most of the goods that come into the United States come by ship.
Well, every single container does get screened. Everything that comes off the ship goes through radiation detection equipment.
Now, security patrols the ports at all times, and ports have high-tech devices that look for bombs and chemical and biological weapons. A few miles away, Michael McMullen at the Port of Long Beach, the second busiest port in the country, shows VOA how analysts monitor everything from this room.
Most of the security that we do today is really done almost in a virtual state.
McMullen says there are underwater sonar sensors, high-tech radars that detect every ship within 11 kilometers of the port, and hundreds of cameras. Security analysts can monitor everything from this room and communicate threats to police on the ground. The port has shared this technology with port personnel from Latin America and Asia so they can learn how these high-tech systems are integrated and apply them to their own port security.
Ports may all be a little bit different, but what we're trying to do is very similar.
John Holmes says it is common practice for ports around the world to share information. The Port of Los Angeles held a port security summit last year with countries that included China, Korea, and Israel. Holmes says ports everywhere are vulnerable. One example, the 2008 terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India.
In Mumbai, the attacks actually came from the water.
Security experts say exchanging information helps them stay current with all the new high-tech devices on the market. At this technology conference near Los Angeles, Fred Aldridge is trying to sell a container scanning system. It would go onto a ship and scan stacks of containers before they reach land.
Our system would be installed at the foreign ports, and scanning and detection happens 24/7 autonomously.
Craig Crawford with 3D Image Tech is trying to find buyers for his machine that converts video from 2D to 3D. He says 3D images provide better depth and detail and compares the task of defusing a bomb remotely with a high-tech surgical procedure.
It actually puts human eyes right onto the threat. Then they can manipulate it just like a surgeon would be during a surgery.
Michael McMullen in Long Beach says in the next 2 years, he expects similar 3D technology to be one component of port security, which will help improve communication by providing even more detailed information. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.